Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I'll bet it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with GEICO. GEICO makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's GEICO easy. Visit GEICO.com today. That's GEICO.com.
The following is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
It's a Moneyline Monday presented by DraftKings on the huge show across Michigan. And the big names are headlining this weekend's UFC 262 card. From Tony Ferguson to Michael Chandler, there will be no shortage of action. And the DraftKings Sportsbook app, the official sports betting partner of UFC, has a heavyweight offer this weekend for the fight with 100-1 odds. One fighter will be walking away with the belt. Will you be walking away with the cash? Just pick the main event fighter you think will win, and the DraftKings Sportsbook app will give you 100-1 odds on that fighter. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code HUGE when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 when you bet on a main card fighter to win this weekend. Place your bet and watch the fists fly. That's code HUGE to turn $1 into $100 when you download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and play that bet on the select main card fighters for a limited time only and only on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. And always use that promo code HUGE when you sign up. It is a Moneyline Monday presented by DraftKings on the HUGE show across Michigan.
Are you ready for huge opinions on the Lions, Tigers, Wings, Pistons, Michigan, MSU, and every sports team in the state of Michigan? It's time for The Huge Show. From the east side to the west side to the UP, The Huge Show is on air statewide on the Michigan Sports Network. Voice your huge opinions now at 1-866-838-HUGE. That's 1-866-838-4843.
You ready?
Now, let's go to the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Studio with the huge one, Bill Simonson.
Welcome into the Huge Show on this Monday, the 10th day of May 2021. As you can tell already, no, I am not the huge one, Bill Simonson. I'm Anthony Bellino filling in for Bill on this Monday. Great to have you ride along with us from Traverse City all across the state down to Detroit, east side to west side, Grand Rapids over to Lake Huron. Man, we appreciate you no matter who you are, where you are, how you may be listening, for making us a part of your day. Each and every weekday afternoon, Brett Hayes is in the studio. You can find him on Twitter at the Brett Hayes, B-R-E-T-T. H-A-Z-E. That's how you can spell it. I am on Twitter at AC Bellino. And, of course, you can always tweet at Huge as well, at Huge Show. Huge Show, phone number 1-866-838-HUGE, 1-866-838-4843. Or you can text the keyword HUGE to 21000. That's H-U-G-E to 21000. Brett, my man, good Monday afternoon. Great to be back in the saddle with you, partner. How are you, man?
Doing well, my friend. How are you?
I'm okay. We got some colder weather right now for week and a half of May. Like, I'm excited. I'm waiting for the weather to heat up a little bit, right? It's almost boating season. Yep. You know, people want to be able to go up north and enjoy Lake Michigan. It kind of feels like winter's been long enough.
Mm-hmm.
This 50s, like low 60s stuff just is not it's not sitting very well with me, my friend. Not sitting very well at all. But outside of that, how was your weekend? Everything went all right?
It was great, man. Had a good Mother's Day. Spent some time with my family. Had some good dinner. It was all good, man.
Very good. Glad to hear it. Happy Mother's Day to all of the mothers who may be listening. To all the fathers out there, hopefully you did something special for the special ladies in your life, whether it's your wife or your mother or your daughter or whomever. Happy Mother's Day across the board. And thank you to all the moms out there for all they do in supporting us. It's not easy. It's a very difficult job, and it's the most important job, you know, a woman can have. So thank you very much for all of your hard work, and for my mom as well. Work at the grocery store. Went to her house last night. Had a little dinner over there, and then came back and, you know, got ready for the morning. Man, a good show lined up for you today. We're going to talk a little NFL schedule release, because only the NFL can have a show to release the schedule, even though we already know the opponents. It's a 17-week schedule, well, 18-week, 17-game schedule, I should say. Logan Lamer and Deer will join us on that coming up in hour number two at about 4:25. We'll also talk to Prashanth Iyer, who covers the Detroit Red Wings. You can catch him on the Wings for Breakfast podcast there with Max Boltman of The Athletic. Excited to talk to Prashanth. He's an actual doctor, but he's also a doctor in advanced analytics for hockey. So I'm very excited to get a feel, right, of where he thinks that the Detroit Red Wings are at as far as the development and how this year looked in relation to last year. You know, are we on Jeff Blashill watch? What will Steve Yzerman do at the head coaching position? I know that there's a lot of people that feel, you know, a certain way about Jeff Blashill, and he's had success developing young talent wherever he has been. But I think we saw some improvement this year. I honestly do. And I think that Steve Yzerman knows a whole hell of a lot more about the game of hockey than the rest of us combined. And he's probably forgotten more than the rest of us will ever know. So I think that we have to have a little blind faith and a little blind trust in what Steve Yzerman, if his resume didn't speak loud enough for itself, considering what he did on the ice as a player and then what he did in Tampa Bay with the Lightning as a front office a general manager. You know, maybe we put a little more blind faith into him and how he's evaluated Blash and how this team. I know that people are upset. I know that, you know, this year as we close down the 21 season, it wasn't great, right? You don't have to convince me of that. They split their games with Columbus on Friday and Saturday. They won Friday night 5-2. They lose Saturday 5-4 in overtime. And the Wings finish up 19-27-10, seventh in the Central Division, right at the bottom of the barrel in the entire league, but not bad enough to hopefully secure the best odds for the ping pong ball to get them. You know, well, we could stop using the word generational talent, I can tell you that much. But maybe somebody who could come in and be an impact player right away, right? Everybody's testing our patience, whether it's the Tigers, the Red Wings, the Pistons, the Lions. We're all being tested on a pretty regular basis, night after night, especially if you're a Tigers fan. So we'll get to the Red Wings and Prashanth coming up in hour number three. Pistons last night and over the weekend, they lost both of their games. They played in a back-to-back Saturday and Sunday. They were on the road Saturday in Philadelphia. They lost 118-104, responded last night, and lost 108-96. Now, I know that you might be thinking, okay, well, 118-104, they lose by 14. They lose 108-96, they lose by 12. What's really the difference, Anthony? You know, okay, maybe you say that because of where Philadelphia's at the top of the Eastern Conference standings, that the Philadelphia loss maybe looks better. That loss last night is like a moral victory. If you watch the game and you watch what we have compiled here under Troy Weaver, who was able to turn that entire roster around, change that thing over in one season. I mean, it is in the rookies last night. They played fantastic. We'll get in more into that game. But they lost both of their games over the weekend. They'll get back on the floor tomorrow night, 7 o'clock against the Minnesota Timberwolves. That one is a tank race as well. And then they'll finish up their season Friday and Sunday this week. So Sunday is the season finale. All three games this week are at home in Little Caesars Arena. So at least they get to close things down in front of a lighter home crowd, right? 750 fans, I believe, is where the capacity limit is at right now at LCA for the Stones. And then the Tigers, they played the Minnesota Twins. They only got two of their games in. Yesterday's game got canceled and rescheduled for in July. They're going to play a split doubleheader, I believe, July 16th. It'll be like a 2 and a 7 o'clock split doubleheader. They lost Friday night 7-3. Tarek Skubal drops to 0-5 on the year. Michael Fulmer picked up the win in game number 2 with a 7-3 victory. Did the Tigers beat the Minnesota Twins? They'll go for the first of three tomorrow night, 7:10 first pitch against the Kansas City Royals at Comerica Park. And then they'll close down the week at home again. They'll remain at home, and they'll take on the team that flies the W, the Chicago Cubs. And three different start times, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. They'll go 7:10 on Friday, 4:10 on Saturday, 1:10 on Sunday. So hopefully the weather will cooperate, and we'll be able to get those games in. What else is going on in the sports world? We'll get you caught up right now with some headline news. Wide receiver DK Metcalf, if you hadn't seen this already, he ran the 100-meter dash in 10.37 seconds. He finished 15th place out of 17 in the event. Saw a lot of people talking reckless about this. One, DK Metcalf is 235 pounds. If you watch the video, he's a large human being. This is a football player without pads running a 10.37 in the 100-meter dash. Track speed is different. But hey, track athletes that are dissing DK Metcalf, he's the best thing to happen to your sport in a while. All right, he had prelims on television. Like, we got to watch that. He competed, ego aside, not afraid to lose. Like, I really appreciated DK Metcalf going out there, training for it, giving it his all. If he would have qualified, it's a great story. He didn't. There's no shame in that. He was like, hey, I'll put my money where my mouth is. I think I'm pretty fast. I'll go out there and race these super fast human beings. That's better than what LeBron did, or what LeBron didn't do, which is never participate in a dunk competition. The Indianapolis Colts have found a new starting left tackle. They reached a deal with the ex-Kansas City Chief, Eric Fisher. Right? Remember the Eric Fisher? Fire up chips. Good for him. $9.4 million to go protect the blind side there. So it's a good deal for Fisher, and hopefully it'll work out for the Indianapolis Colts as well. Philadelphia Eagles have claimed former Detroit Lions running back Kerryon Johnson off of waivers as Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell continue to go through that roster and kind of turn things over. Washington Wizards star Bradley Beal out at least the next two games with a hamstring injury. That couldn't come at the worst time. Than where they're at right now, because the Washington Wizards fighting for their playoff lives. They're probably going to be in the play-in game. Anthony Davis, speaking of the play-in, said it's a different challenge for the Lakers in their quest to avoid the play-in tournament. And the play-in tournament's causing the drama that they wanted it to, right? LeBron doesn't want to play in it, and that's totally fine because, hey, look, you should be concerned about the Lakers. And if you work for ESPN, you got like four topics today. You've got Rodgers, the Dodgers, the Lakers, and Anthony Davis. Like those are your four topics all day long, 24 hours of television coverage. So for me, I think it's great. Rapper J. Cole is going to play for the Rwanda club in the Basketball Africa League. I'm new to this too, folks. I'd never heard of it until now. But hey, J. Cole, the rapper, he's going to try to give this. You don't just walk out there and become a professional, that's for sure. But for J. Cole, he wants to play. Hey, if you want to go play. Good luck over there. Stay safe. John Tortorella will not be back as the coach of the Columbus Blue Jackets, so that might raise some eyebrows there. Torts is out in Columbus. Will he have a new job next season? He's had some success. Couldn't take the team over the top. He finished with a 227-166-54 record with the Blue Jackets. His fourth NHL team. Jack Eichel said there's a disconnect between the Buffalo Sabres and how his neck injury was handled. That's not a good sign at all, especially if you're a franchise player. The Buffalo Bulls have named Michigan's Mo Lindquist as their new head coach. So the core defensive coordinator that didn't really get to do much of anything in Michigan because he got hired this offseason and now he's gone, he's headed to Buffalo. Alabama Crimson Tide Nick Saban participated in a PSA encouraging COVID-19 vaccines, which means all of Alabama will be vaccinated. And the NCAA Men's Hoops Committee is proposing handing out technical fouls for players who flop. Get flopping out of the game and get it out quick. Oh, by the way, Cincinnati Reds Wade Miley, hey, no hit the Cleveland Indians, the fourth no hitter of the 2021 season. We'll step aside. We're back with more of the Huge Show after this here on the Michigan Sports Network.
From Grand Rapids to Detroit, this show is huge.
Huge here for my good friends from DraftKings. Now they're the official sports betting partner of UFC. And the DraftKings Sportsbook app has a heavyweight offer for this weekend's UFC 262 card. Just pick the main event fighter you think will win, and DraftKings will give you 100-1 odds on that fighter. That's right, $1 on select fighters, and if they win, you win $100. Just download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code HUGE when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 when you bet on a main card fighter to win. Place your bet and watch the fist fly this weekend. That's code HUGE when you download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and sign up, and you could turn $1 into $100 on select main card fighters for a limited time and only on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services Gambling Disorder Helpline at 1-800-270-7117. 21 and over in Michigan only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for full terms and conditions.
We have batteries, brakes, muffler, and more.
Five-quart jugs of Valvoline full synthetic motor oil are now just $31.99 after rebate. Easy Chill air conditioning recharging kits are just $29.99, and Wizard's Mist and Shine is just $10.99. Shop online at myautovaluestore.com and save 15% on orders of $75 or more with coupon code FAST15. That's Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it!
Huge here for the Michigan High School Athletic Association. You can stay up to date on the latest from Lansing 24/7 at MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. The latest news, press releases, and stories connected to every high school in the state of Michigan available for you 24/7 from the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Log on to MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. And if you're looking for archive boys and girls high school sports, MHSAA.tv. That's MHSAA.tv. 24/7, everything you need to know about high school sports in Michigan. Log on to MHSAA.com.
It's a new day. A day of winning big at Soaring Eagle with the Hit the Road Truck and RV Giveaway every Saturday in May. You could win premium play each day, plus a brand new truck and a new RV at the grand prize drawing on May 29th. The Hit the Road Truck and RV Giveaway, only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com for complete rules and details.
Van Andel Institute's free virtual public lecture series continues on Thursday, May 13th with Fueling the Immune System. VAI scientists will explore how the immune system recognizes and fights off infection, how the role metabolism plays in the process. This lecture will feature presentations and a Q&A session. Learn more and register at VAI.org. That's VAI.org.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
Welcome back here to The Huge Show on this Monday, the 10th day of May 2021. Great to have you ride along with us this afternoon. As you can tell, no, I'm not Bill Simonson. Anthony Bellino here filling in once again for my friend Bill as he's off today, but he'll be back in the chair tomorrow. I'm joined by Brett Hayes, as always. What's his nickname for you? I always forget. Superfly?
Superfly Hayes, yeah.
Superfly Hayes. Find him on Twitter at TheBrettHayes. You can find me at AC Bellino. You can tweet us at Huge Show with any of your thoughts. And I had a, you know, this weekend was a good weekend in sports, right? We had Tigers going on. We had the Red Wings going on. Pistons going on. We're starting to get closer and closer to the most feared area for radio talk show hosts across the board, anybody who works in sports. And you know what that is? The dead zone. That's where we're going. We're getting closer and closer. Now, all of our teams are exiting the playoffs, exit stage door left, right? The Tigers are going to be a miserable follow all season because they're not very good. The Red Wings are out, and the Pistons, they will be out after Sunday. So, we have this state of athletics here in the state now, where, I mean, sure, Michigan baseball took 2 of 3 against MSU over the weekend, and that was cool. If you're interested in Michigan baseball, we had Michigan field hockey. They came up just short in the national title game against North Carolina. Congratulations to the field hockey women. Yes, tough sport. Got to run around all hunched over, bad posture, tough. Congratulations to the Michigan softball team. Back-to-back-to-back Big Ten championships. Okay, Coach Hutch, we see you. But then we're entering the dead zone where there's no Piston playoff. There's no Red Wing playoff. The Tigers aren't any good. And then we got to wait for the Lions to get there. But this weekend was one of those weekends that we can kind of like, you know, hold dear, near and dear to our heart, is at least we had some activity. Now, I wanted to get to a couple of events that took place, one of which was UFC 260, whatever, and the other one was the Canelo Alvarez against Billy Joe Saunders fight. That took place in Arlington, Texas, in Jerry's World, right? AT&T Stadium, home of the Cowboys. And I don't know if you watched it. It was on DAZN, had the pay-per-view coverage of it. I thought it was hilarious, the fact that they said, oh, Canelo's got a, you know, big, very pro-Canelo crowd here. Well, Billy Joe Saunders is from across the pond in the UK, and Canelo is Mexican. You know what's close to Texas? Mexico. So if you mean to tell me that there wasn't going to be a massive Mexican and massive Latino presence in Jerry's World, I got a bridge I can sell you. Anyways, neither here nor there. What was important about that is I mentioned the crowd size just now, right? A massive audience. How about a historical audience to watch Canelo Alvarez and a guy named Billy Joe Saunders? Now, Billy Joe Saunders came into this fight undefeated, 30-0. Canelo Alvarez had 54 wins to his name. 54. 54, 1-2, I believe, was his record. Lone loss coming to Floyd Mayweather. I thought Floyd fought him too early, in my opinion. The over-under at this fight was set at 10.5 rounds. I said Friday morning here on the Michigan Sports Network, you smash the under because Canelo was going to dismiss him. But I thought Billy Joe Saunders fought an incredible fight. I thought he gave a great effort. I thought he was persistent. I thought he forced the action there after the first round. He got confident, right? He dropped his hands, had a little shimmy, had a little swagger in his stance. I like all that. That's good. Canelo Alvarez, however, this fight at 169 pounds. Yeah, he was definitely, by the time the fight comes in and you rehydrate, he's probably more towards 175, 178, somewhere in there. And he ended up, according to reports, breaking the cheekbone or the eye socket of Billy Joe Saunders. And he said after the fight, he knew when he hit him. He went back to his corner and said, he's not coming out. I just broke his cheek. That's what he said. I just broke his cheek. Wow. Imagine taking a right uppercut like that. Like your momentum's taking you forward towards the canvas because you're trying to slip one punch. And next thing you know, whack, right there, right in the face. That big thud. I mean, it was instant swelling. Instant swelling. I mean, if you remember Diego Corrales, that guy used to fight with like razor cuts for eyes. Like his Diego Corrales' eyes would swell so bad. It looked like, where you slip a coin through at a parking meter. Like, that's what it looked like. You could, maybe you might be able to fit a dime in his, like, it was just like they, go Google a picture of Diego Corrales when you have time. Love that guy. Passed away too soon, a motorcycle accident. Rest in peace. Anyways, about this fight, Canelo wins. Canelo was supposed to win. Billy Joe Saunders had made some comments about another fighter in the past about, you got to carry me out. I'm not going down with an eye injury. Hey, that didn't age very well. No, did it, Billy Joe? Neither here nor there. 73,000 fans. 73,000 fans. In attendance for this, the largest fight, 73,126, breaking the previous record of indoor attendance for a boxing event in the United States of America. The previous mark, Muhammad Ali against Leon Spinks in their rematch in 1978. There were 63,350 people in attendance for that fight. Alvarez now 55-1-2 with 38 knockouts. Billy Joe Saunders falls to 30-1 with 14 KOs. I've seen Huge tweet a lot about this. Now, Huge and I might be on different ends of the spectrum. I don't really know. Like sometimes he tweets stuff and I agree with it. And other times he tweets stuff and I'm like, nah, I don't know. And that's kind of how I am, right? I don't have really too many overbearing, strong opinions about anything happening in this country outside of the fact that, one, we need a severe history lesson, a real history lesson on what actually took place in the founding of this country. And two, everybody just pay your taxes and shut up and everybody should be fine, right? That's kind of how I look at things. You know, if you go to the store and they don't have something, don't ask like to see, well, do you have any in the back? And what do you think's back there? Santa's workshop? Like, come on, what are we doing here? Right? If somebody doesn't have something, don't call for a manager. Don't be a pain in the neck, right? Be a responsible, courteous driver. Put your shopping cart back in the little cart receptacle thing in the parking lot. Outside of that, you pay your taxes like we all do, and everybody's good. I don't really have too many strong opinions outside of the sports world. Huge had some huge opinions. And I've seen one going back and forth about, you know, that some sports arenas may in turn want to see a vaccination card for you to get in. Yeah, I don't know about that, man. I really do not know. I have no idea. I don't know how I feel about that. Because I think that I don't know what else you can apply that sort of logic to, right? And look, I'm not anti-vax. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm probably going to have to go get my shot this week because I'm going to be traveling here in a couple weeks because, I mean, let's face it, New Year's Eve, I went down to Florida. I went down to Florida New Year's Eve. I went to Miami. It was great. It was great. I understand that when you sit down in a restaurant and you take your mask off, like the virus just doesn't disappear. Okay, I get that. I also understand that I'm in an age bracket that, hey, you know, wash your hands, cover your cough, be somewhat sanitary, you're probably going to be okay, right? It's probably a very intense flu for you. That's not to diminish anything bad that's happened COVID-related to anybody in the United States of America or around the world, right? If it happened to your family and it hit you and something bad happened, like, I'm not saying this in any sort of disrespectful way whatsoever to make you feel a certain way whatsoever, because my question gets back to this, which is why I brought all this up. Would you go to that event? Would you go? 1-866-838-HUGE. 1-866-838-4843. You may be a huge boxing fan. You may not be, right? So let's say that it's not Canelo versus Billy Joe Saunders. Let's say it's week one at Ford Field. Would you go? Do you have a problem if they ask to see your vaccination card? Now, I've seen people talking about, like, well, what if they divvy up the sections and, you know, they have family sections for, you know, no cursing, no beer, you know, whatever. That's fine. It's good. You know, whatever. You want to buy a family ticket? Go buy a family ticket. It's like 340 something. I'm sure it's great. Maybe Rory comes up there and says hi to the kids. Yeah, I have no idea. Whatever. It's fine by me. You remember smoking and non-smoking sections in restaurants? I'm old enough to remember that. I'm old enough to remember that every airplane, the armrest had an ashtray in it. Now you get on one of those, you're like, wow, we might not make it. Look at this ashtray right here. What year is this plane from? 1973? But would you go to an event that was going to be sold out with a large crowd, a large indoor crowd? Maybe we tone it down and dial it back a little bit. Maybe we go to not Ford Field, but Chrysler Center or the Breslin. So now we have a smaller facility just in general. Like, Ford Field is massive. There's tons of space, tons. But then again, I mean, if you're going to sit down, I mean, you're going to be seated around people. Are you going to be comfortable carrying on with your everyday life like the 73,000 plus were comfortable watching Canelo Alvarez damn near blow Billy Joe Saunders' eyeball out of his socket? Because that's a lot of people. But it's in Texas. Texas has been open. You know, Florida's been open. Other states, I'm not into the whole political thing. It's not really my cup of tea. I just think it's a lot of fighting. I watch it, you know, take place in the internet. And people just argue with each other back and forth. It's like having two little yip dogs, you know, little yip ones, yip, 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 and the little barky ones. What are those old dogs called? What are the ones that the famous women put in their purses? You know what I'm talking about? Brett, do you know what I'm talking about? Those little tiny dogs. Some kind of, I don't know, pomegranate, whatever, Pomeranian, you know what I mean? The little furry thing that never shuts up. That's what it's like on Twitter right now. When you talk about vaccines or you talk about COVID or somebody's feelings towards it, if you don't want to get the vaccine, okay. If you already have the vaccine, all right. I'm fine with both. Whatever you want to do, I guess. I don't know. Polio's not around. That seems like a pretty good counter argument. But then again, this isn't polio, is it? I don't know. And you know what you're allowed to say? You're allowed to say, I don't know. That's okay. If you get offered a ticket to go to one of these events, you might say, hey, I don't know if I want to go. And that's okay too. Let's get to a Jim in Bay City. He's on the phone right now calling the Huge Line, 1-866-838-HUGE, 1-866-838-4843. Jim in Bay City, good afternoon, my friend. How are you, partner?
Hey, Anthony, thanks for stopping in here, and great show. The COVID question, I'm actually a family doc. I've had COVID, and I've been vaccinated, so I would go. My kids haven't been vaccinated, but they've had COVID. I would not have a problem with them going, because as a physician, you know, I think I have an understanding maybe more than some people do in it. And it kind of surprised me when, you know, like, I'm not a car mechanic, so I wouldn't pretend to tell a car mechanic how he should fix a car and not how it should be running and things like that. And it just surprises me how many people in America that have no medical background whatsoever, and yet they have these really strong feelings about how we should be dealing with the coronavirus situation and all these, out of this world opinions towards the COVID vaccine. The second thing I just wanted to quickly bring up is flopping in the NBA, and I think maybe it started with James Harden, but if you watch the three-point shooters, it seems like about one-third of the time, if there's anybody around them at all, they are sticking out legs or falling back on the ground, and I think the NBA really needs to do something to cut down on that.
Jim, to the NBA point,
your opinion.
Jim, thank you so much for the call. And if he hung up already or if he's hanging on, but he did. Jim, I am surprised at the amount of physicians there are in this country. I mean, overnight on Twitter, I'm seeing degrees being printed on clip art. It's fantastic. But to the flopping in the NBA real quick. Yeah, they're trying to crack down on it. When they see it, they fine you. Right, they'll fine you $5,000 or whatever the case may be, which is the maximum fine that you can get if you're Tom Wilson and you want to, basically try to mutilate somebody on the ice. They can only fine you up to $5,000. You wear the wrong socks in the NFL, they fine you $7,000, and they fine you $5,000. Because I look at flopping like this. I look at flopping as this is the intent to deceive an official to gain a call. Now, you could say that happens in every sport across the board, but when I think that you're intentionally trying to do it with the leg kick and three-point shooters, we saw college basketball crack way down on it. It's now an offensive foul, right? And if the defensive, I watched a video on this recently on how NBA officials are supposed to call this, but if the defender is jumping towards the offensive player, then they're going to call it 99% of the time in favor of the offensive player, unless the player makes an egregious kick to where the defender probably shouldn't hit him, but the offensive player initiated the contact by kicking his leg out. Most of the time, however, what we see is exactly what Jim is saying. A guy catches it, pump fake, your guy jumps, I'm going to shoot. If you jump into me, then it's automatically. I don't know how you refrain and try to get it, because guys are doing it. I would do it too. If I could draw the foul, I probably would. I do like when defenders are now trying to control their forward momentum more, trying to jump more vertically and putting their arms, because you can get verticality at the rim. So if you're going to attack the rim and the defender jumps straight up and his arms are straight up and you run into him, offense initiated the contact, it's possible there's no call on the play, which is, I love that. It's beautiful. Defenders got to get a little bit better, not biting on those pump fakes, trying to jump straight up. You're just asking them. I mean, everything is happening so fast in a split second. But the NBA, the more they crack down on it, the more college basketball is trying to crack down on it. And it's a shooter's game. If you watch the Pistons, you look at Isaiah Stewart, you look at Sadiq Bey, Killian Hayes had a career night. We'll get into this game a little bit later on. But, I mean, the young guys are really playing well, and everybody's got to be able to shoot. That's why when, the LA Lakers and their statistics now that they've got Andre Drummond and they haven't been winning as much, is it directly related to Andre Drummond or the fact that LeBron James has been out for 22 games? Well, LeBron James is missing, so of course that team is going to have a little bit of a dip in their win percentage. But at the same time, fans in Detroit, then fans in Cleveland, could have told fans in Tinseltown, guess what, guys? Andre Drummond can get you 20 points, 20 rebounds, and have zero impact on the game whatsoever. And it's a phenomenal event that takes place with Andre Drummond. How does that happen? How do you get 20 points, 20 rebounds, and have like no effect on the game? To Jim's other point, I wouldn't tell a car mechanic how to fix my car either. I don't know anything about cars, right? I key in the ignition, gear shift, right pedal gas, left pedal brake. If it breaks down, I know how to fix a flat. Outside of that, drive somewhere, get your oil change. I know it sounds sad. I know I'm not a manly man. I should have a handkerchief out. I should be able to change my own oil. Sorry. I could cut meat. You throw a hind quarter at me, I'll be all right there. I can do that. Spent a lot of years learning to do that. I can make sausage. I can do all those things. I can make burger. I can't fix a car. You throw a lamb on a bandsaw, we're in business. We'll get chops. We'll get leg of lamb. We'll get lamb patties. Can't fix a car. Not a physician. Don't really have it. And I feel like a lot of times, Jim is vaccinated. He's had it. His kids aren't vaccinated, and they've had it. I'm convinced that I already had it because I got sick and I took Zithromax and amoxicillin and nothing worked. And I was sick for like 3 weeks and I could not shake this. And I get sick every year. Once minimum, usually twice a year. Tonsils all swollen. Probably should have had them out when I was 12. But this past year, I didn't get sick at all. Was it because I was around less people? Because usually, you know, because of my work with the University of Michigan and the University of Toledo and the Detroit Lions in the AA team for the Red Wings down in Toledo with the Walleye and whether it was the Mud Hens or whatever the case may be, if I'm working up in Detroit for the Tigers, is it because I was around less people? You know, less people to shake hands with. You know, I'm not big on handshaking. You know, I used to be. I say that, and then my grandmother passed away a couple weeks ago, and at her wake, man, I think I shook and hugged 5,000 people's hands. I didn't hug anybody's hands, but you know what I'm saying there. Like, it's just, it's a normal, it was a formal greeting before. What are we going to do now? Are you just going to fist bump? You know, hey, how you doing? You're tapping elbows? You know, some people want to do that. Like, whatever. I don't know. We just got to come up with a uniform system here. That's all I need. So for some states, like, MLB suspending Nick Castellanos for celebrating after a home run because he was taunting, but they said because the players rushed down the field, it was a super spreader event, is just total, it's total BS. How can you say that's a super spreader event when the Texas Rangers were wide open for business, 40,000 people opening day? And guess what? I didn't hear anything about a super spreader event and all the fans that went to the Rangers game being sick. I don't think we're going to see anything come of this Canelo Saunders fight. 73,000 people at a partially indoor venue. Like it's 2018 all over again. Now, I don't know if it's COVID fatigue. We have to be worried about that, but sure. But if you're high risk at something, right? If you have some of the health concerns that they are telling you, like, hey, you got heart problems, you might want to steer clear of this kind of stuff. Right? If you are obese or you have diabetes or whatever, I don't know, whatever the pre-existing conditions are that complicate your life and complicate your hospital visit, if you are forced to go there because you contract COVID, you probably shouldn't go. But for the rest of us where we have mild symptoms or no symptoms if we have COVID or if it's like a really bad flu, I mean, if I handed you 10 Skittles and I said the yellow one will kill you, but the other nine, they're not going to phase you, just take the yellow one out of the bag and you're fine. So, hey, to me, I don't know where we go. I don't know if you have to show your vax card. I don't know if you don't. I don't know if that's the right move or if it's not. But here's a thought for you. You could be super opinionated on this and you can be one side of the fence or you can be on the other. It's okay if you haven't chosen a side. It's okay to want to gather more information as we move on. And it's okay to honestly tell yourself, your family, your friends, hey, look, I don't know. And if you're not comfortable going, then don't go. But 74,000 people just went to a boxing event. UFC just sold out. We're getting there, folks. We're getting there. Back with more of The Huge Show after this here on the Michigan Sports Network.
Everything huge 24/7 at thehugeshow.net.
The playoff-powered rivalries in pro basketball and pro hockey are bringing new levels of excitement to sports betting. Now here's your chance to raise the stakes. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. Sign up with BetMGM using bonus code SHEPBET and your first wager is totally risk-free up to $600. When you register with BetMGM, you'll also get instant access to a variety of parlay section features, live betting options, and daily boosted odds specials. Step into the bettor's box and swing for the fences with a baseball wager or take some big shots on the hardwood and open ice instead. The King of Sportsbooks has plenty of thrills for every type of sports fan. Ready to grab your piece of the action? Just download the BetMGM app or go to BetMGM.com and enter bonus code SHEPBET to get back up to $600 on your very first wager. New customer offer. Paid in free bets. Must be 21 years or older. Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Huge here for the Tullymore Golf Resort in Canadian Lakes, Michigan. Now they're located less than an hour north of Grand Rapids and close to where everybody's listening right now on the Huge Radio Network. They're one of America's top golf destinations. Both 18-hole layouts are now open. The wonderful Tullymore Golf 18. And St. Ives has 18 holes that will make you feel like you're in northern Michigan. So here's what you need to do. You can just book a tee time if you're within an hour or so and just want to drive in and play 18 or 36 at the Tullymore Golf Resort. Go to TullymoreGolf.com right now to book your tee time and get the phone number if you want to talk to one of their professionals inside the pro shop. That's TullymoreGolf.com. And they have great stay and play packages happening now through May. TullymoreGolf.com. Real estate. You want to build a place or buy a place at Tullymore? Everything you need is at TullymoreGolf.com.
Anthony Bellino here on behalf of TwinSpires Online Sportsbook Racing and Casino. TwinSpires is now live in Michigan, and they're offering new players their best offer yet with up to $1,000 in risk-free bets. TwinSpires is backed by the same team as the Kentucky Derby and Churchill Downs Racetrack and brings over 140 years of tradition, excitement, and wagering experience. Whether you're an avid gambler or a first-timer, they've got your bets. Professional basketball and hockey are both in the second half of the season, and we just opened up professional baseball. So now is the time for new players in Michigan. Use TwinSpires and they'll give you 7 days of risk-free betting up to $1,000. You heard that right, $1,000 in one whole week to try out your luck. Basketball, baseball, hockey, golf, they've got it all, and you can do it all right from your phone. Download the TwinSpires Casino and Sportsbook app today and enter the promo code FREE1000 to participate. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit www.twinspires.com. Must be 21 years of age or older and physically present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
Welcome back to The Huge Show here on the Michigan Sports Network. No matter who you are, where you are, or how you may be listening, we appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every weekday afternoon. As you can tell, no, I'm not the huge one. Bill Simonson, Anthony Bellino filling in for my good friend Bill. He'll be back in the chair tomorrow. Brett Hayes in the studio. Find him on Twitter at TheBrettHayes. You can find me at AC Bellino. You can tweet at the show at Huge Show on Twitter, as you already know. Find The Huge Show on Facebook as well, or give us a dial 1-866-838-HUGE, 1-866-838-4843. Text the keyword huge to 21,000 huge to 21,000. Got to have the right keyword though, folks. You got to dial that HUGE, right? Punch that into your phone, send that to 21,000. Then you can opt in and all the texts will go to Brett and he'll be able to share them with you. We got a couple of really good ones last time I got to hang out with you guys. So I'm hoping that we get a few more. Very interesting. Last night, I know that it was a loss for the Detroit Pistons, but it was more than that. Now, I don't know. When Jeremy Grant had said a couple weeks ago that he doesn't think the Pistons are that far off, I made that comment to Matt Shepard earlier this morning here on the Michigan Sports Network, and he said, well, you know, wait a minute. You got to have a superstar in the NBA. And to a certain degree, I will agree with that. But I'm also remembered of Bad Boys Part 2. Now, the Bad Boys original, 1989-1990 NBA champions, as I have the Detroit Pistons NBA champions poster behind me on the wall. That team, did they have a superstar? Yeah. They had Joe Dumars and Isaiah Thomas. And here in this area, we loved him, right? In the state of Michigan, we love those guys. Bill Laimbeer, John Sally, the Bad Boy, Rick Mahorn, Vinny the Microwave Johnson, right? We love those guys. Everybody else hated them. Totally fine. Completely fine. They won two titles. But they didn't have that Bird or Magic, or Jordan, Hakeem. Those Houston Rocket teams only won because Michael Jordan wasn't playing anyways. They didn't have Kobe or Shaq, LeBron. You know, they didn't have any of that, right? And even Bad Boys Part 2, right? The going to work Pistons. Rasheed Wallace, Ben Wallace, Tayshaun Prince, Rip Hamilton, Chauncey Billups. You can win with a team in the NBA without that bona fide, you know, upper echelon superstar. There's only a handful of superstars in the league. Only a handful. KD would be a superstar. Steph Curry is a superstar. LeBron James is a superstar, right? Those guys are the upper echelon. You know, I'm waiting still on Damian Lillard in Portland. Right, I'm waiting for those guys to break in. But hey, look, folks, I don't think that you necessarily need LeBron in order to win. I mean, the Mavericks won with Dirk. Do you put him in that? I mean, he's a hell of a player, an all-time great, best German player ever. But is he LeBron James? No, no. Sadiq Bey, the young rookie, 6 of 17 from the floor, 20 points, 7 rebounds, and an assist, 5 of 10 from 3. Killian Hayes, the young rookie out of France, 9 of 17 from the floor, 3 of 6 from 3, 21 points, 7 rebounds, 8 assists, also had 7 turnovers. Not a big deal. Career night for him. Isaiah Stewart, a.k.a. Beef Stew, 7 of 13 from the floor, 3 of 7 from 3, 19 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists. Saben Lee, off the bench, 6 of 10. 13 points, 7 rebounds, 2 steals. Folks, we're seeing it every single night with this team. The young guys, they're playing. The rebuild's happening.
Big, bad, huge.